Yay. Live and direct, you know what I'm saying? Trying to do a little sound check real good. Happy New Year to all. Thanks for listening. You know what I'm saying? It's hella noisy in here. I should have did all that stuff before I turned the mic off, but you know. You already know the vibe, so I have to make sure that the my music is good. Let's see. Live and direct from Goodness and Mercy Studios is the Jeremy St. Louis Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. There's so much to talk about, man. So much about life. So much about business. So much about love. So much about mental health. You know what I'm saying? So just nestle in. I'm just gonna go in for a little bit and feel the vibe and play some joints too. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying. So how's your New Year's going so far? How's those New Year's resolutions working out for you? That sounded like so, like, such a hater, right? I'm not hating. I'm just asking because some people got resolutions. I don't have any resolutions. I guess resolutions are like goals, right? But there seems to be like a negative connotation on resolution these days and what it means, you know, so. Either way, I'm with it. You feel me? Either way. I gotta get the music up. This year, I'm gonna work on, bring you guys more episodes and just recording more, just because I need to record more and I have fun when I do it, and I need to do more of it. I'd like to spend more time on it, and so a lot of the things I do in my regular life, you know what I'm saying, The things that I do in my normal life, regular life, is I lost my train of thought there trying to set this loop. But the things that I do in my normal life and regular life is as far as goal setting, I think it's relatively the same thing. Like, my New Year's resolution is this, and my goals for 2022 is this, and this. It's pretty much the same thing. So I don't know why people make a big stink about it. If you want to go to the gym and get fit, go to the gym and get fit. If you want to be more disciplined, just be more disciplined. It sounds easier said than done, right? It definitely is hard, but you have to. The first step is just becoming, you know what I mean? So if you are dealing with obesity, best ways is to become, just be fit, be in that body, in that mindset, in that mind frame, as a fit person, as a fit and healthy person, and do everything that that person does, because that person is actually inside of you. You know, it's a weird thing. Like, this is how my brain works, right? Let me just tell you how my brain works a little bit. It's so weird. Like, people who are obese and they have like a lot of fat in their face, and you know, sometimes they have like, you know, they take two chins or whatever, they, if there's a lot of fat around their face, I can see I could see like the thin outline of that person's face. It's so weird, I know. But I can see it. So it's like, with that being said, let me just finish this train of thought. Like, being that I can see it, it allows me to see the better version on the inside of you in a physical form, if that makes any sense. So when I was overweight, I looked in the mirror and I saw the fit Jeremy in there, and that there was all of this stuff that was just around it, that was just covering it and hiding it and protecting it, quote unquote, is air quotes, you know, from being that best version. And so for me, as I continue to look in the mirror each and every single day and recognize the true value within myself, and that my current state and my current weight was not an indicator of who I truly am on the inside of all of this, all of these calories, all of these damn calories. It's like, I have a chance to see that person, and I have a choice to take those things, remove those things, and work hard to remove those things. Because just as easy as you put them on, they can come off just as easy. It just takes tons of patience. And you're talking to a person who lost 50 pounds and didn't step foot in the gym. All I did was run my ass off and do push-ups, pull-ups, and dips out in the park, working out with friends, running by myself, running with others, and being in that realm. And that's just what I did, and I committed myself to it, and it felt good. It felt great. It felt like I belonged. When I was doing it, it felt like I belonged. And I hadn't felt like I belonged to anything in so long, which is why I just like love running so much. You know what I'm saying? It's like I feel like I belong. And a lot of people, when they're trapped inside those bodies, because you are trapped inside those bodies if you are obese, you feel sometimes like you don't belong. Like nobody loves you. Nobody like cares for you. Nobody is like, nobody sees you. Somebody sees you. You see you. And sometimes it's hard to see the real you when you've built this wall of extra pounds around you. And you have to make a decision. It's a choice. The grass is greener on the other side. The grass is greener on the other side. The grass is greener on the other side. The grass is greener. The grass is greener on the other side. The grass is greener on the other side. The grass is greener on the other side. The grass is greener. The grass is greener where you water it. The grass is greener. The grass is greener where you water it. The grass is greener. The grass is greener where you water it. The grass is greener. The grass is greener where you water it. I'm just telling you. I can only be, because a lot of people struggle with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I struggle with it daily. Giving myself showers and running that washcloth over my man boobs was not sexy at all in my mind, in my heart, in my soul. And I had to make a decision quick. Because I was like, I can't keep living like this. I feel undesirable to myself. It had nothing to do with like, and it was showing out on my outside. Like, I was, when I was overweight, I was battling like, yo, nobody cares, so I'm just gonna just smash down these pack of Oreos and it's whatever. No one might see me anyway. So meanwhile, on the outside, everybody that does see me and is like, what the hell is wrong with you? That's why you can't take things personal. You know what I mean? Because things are going on inside of a person and in their heart. and in their mind that they just have not had a chance to deal with or treat or heal. And you have to allow people that time. Shout out to everybody going through something. All my, you know, my people going through depression, you know, on whatever level, anxiety, or whatever levels, you know, work on your mental health and take the time that you need to get better and be better. And fuck whoever does not respect you taking your time. I repeat, fuck whoever does not respect you taking your time for you to better you and don't have an understanding of that. Because the people who have an understanding of that, those are the ones who love you. Or they should love you. And like, that's what I'm saying. That's the vibe that I'm, that's the vibe that I'm bringing. You gotta bring the vibe with you. That's the vibe that I'm bringing. I felt good today, I gotta admit. You know, yesterday was not good. I woke up with this like negative mind storm. Oh my god. It was so bad. It was so bad. It was just, imagine like every negative thought just bombarding your brain and just hanging out for a while. It was like the most like, and it lasted for about, it didn't last long, it, well, it felt like forever, but it lasted probably about, this one lasted about like an hour and change, like 90 minutes or so. It was long. It was short, like in the grand scheme of things, but it just wouldn't stop coming. It just wouldn't stop coming. It was one negative thought after another, after another. And it was like they were just feeding each other and just like hanging out and having a good time talking about how trash of a person I was. And I'm like, I'm right here. Hello. You know, and so I had to breathe through that and realize, well, first realize that those thoughts are not real and breathe through it. Then breathe through it. You have to recognize, acknowledge, and then breathe. You gotta breathe. Don't forget to breathe for 2022. Add this to your resolutions and your goals. Breathe. Breathe. Breathe.
It's a vibe, y'all.
Shout out to all of my new listeners. Please like and subscribe. Hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, hit the notification button if you enjoy what you're listening to so far. You know, 13 minutes, 14 minutes into the vibe. And if you rock with it, rock with it. If you don't, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? Thanks for stopping by. And I just want to let you know, if you are on your way out, that you can do anything that you want to. And you can do anything that you, and you can do anything that you want to. All you gotta do is just try. You can do anything that you want to. All you gotta do is just try. And you can do anything that you want to. Sounds good. And you can do anything that you want to. All you gotta do is just try. And you can do anything that you. And you can do anything that you. And you can do anything that you want to. All you gotta do is just try. And all you gotta do is just try. And all you gotta do is just. All you gotta do is just walk it up. You gotta do is just. All you gotta do is. All you gotta do is just try. Please like and subscribe. I feel good today. You know, in the midst of it all, because I am going through some shit personally, you know what I mean? I'm going through some things, aren't we all? But you just smile and breathe. You gotta you just gotta breathe through it all, because it doesn't last always, you know what I mean? And so you just gotta hang in there, just like how my Mindstorm came. Inhale and exhale, and know that everything's gonna be all right. I pray that you have a fantastic 2022, and that everything that you have in your heart and that you envision in your mind comes to reality. From the soul, through the heart, from the mind, and then poured out here on earth as it is in heaven. Heaven is your mind. Preach. I know what you're asking. Well, if heaven is your mind and you just had a hellified negative mind storm, is that in fact heaven? Is it really heaven? And the answer is yes. It is heaven, because within those things you realize who you really are. And you need the bitter. You need the bitter to complement the sweet. You know, how do you know if it's sweet if you don't know what sour tastes like? So just because it's sour doesn't mean it ain't sweet. Makes sense? So that's how I deal with it, man. You know, I breathe through it, and when you get to the end of it, you're just like, oh, man, that was so good. This feels so good, having that just weight lifted off and those voices just tune out, and it just be peace and tranquility and love and more appreciation for yourself. And that you got through it. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't forget the little things. Like, you got through it. You didn't die. It didn't kill you. It is all in your mind. You know what I'm saying? So. I guess that's my sermonette for today on this glorious Sunday. Cold as hell on the East Coast, let me just tell you. It's been like 30 degrees and below. And snowed like 2 days ago, and it's still snow out there because it's freezing cold. And so just bundle up tight, you know what I mean? And wear your mask. And don't forget to wear your mask. Dems the rules, I guess. You know what I'm saying? New normal. So, it is what it is, man. But at any rate, it feels good to talk to you all. Thank you so much for all of the comments, all of the emails, all of the love, all of the appreciation. This episode is brought to you in part by Goodness and Mercy, the Goodness and Mercy brand. You can get all of your custom needs, custom t-shirt, custom merch, logos, design, consulting. You know what I mean? I got some ideas. Especially if you have some great ones also. You know what I mean? That's been like, that's one of my strengths, I think. I think people who have something and they bring it to me and I'm like, oh, I see this and that. You know, and a lot of times it's people, a lot of times it's my, I have a lot of clients who, excuse me. A lot of times I have clients a lot of times who have brands that they want to resurrect, or they may have tried something and it didn't work out, and so they may feel a certain way about it. And shout out to all of my clients and you guys, all my family, my Goodness Mercy clients, and my supporters. And you know what I was saying about the clients, my clients, is that a lot of them don't have, some of them that I come across don't have a lot of faith or, like, you know, belief in what they're doing. Like they believe in this thing, right? They believe in it, and you know, they may have already have a logo designed already, and but it's just like something, they come to me because it's like something is missing. And a lot of times, by the grace of God, I'm able to help them see their brand in a different light, in a different energy, and it kind of re-energizes them to continue to pour and see things from another perspective, and help give them that, in turn helps give them the confidence to continue to find out what their brand is and who they are as a person, and what it is that they're trying to convey to their community. And that has been the mission at Goodness and Mercy, and it's been a great ride. We're on the road to year number 2. You know, March will be 2 years in business. So shout out to Goodness and Mercy. Thank you to all the Goodness and Mercy supporters. This episode is brought to you by Goodness and Mercy. Visit the website www.goodnessandmercybrand.com. And yeah, man, let me make a t-shirt for you. Let me make a hoodie for you. Let me make a logo for you or something, to the best of my abilities. Let me, got an idea, bring it to me. Let me hear it. Let me help you chop it up and dissect it. You know what I mean? Think tank it. You know, that's how I add value to others, and that's how I make a living. And people, you know, each dollar is a thank you note. You know what I'm saying? So how many thank you notes do you have? Think about it. Until next time, you guys, keep pushing, keep pressing, stay believing in yourself. Don't fall victim to those negative thoughts in your head. Breathe through it. They're not real. And know that it's all part of the process, and it's all part of God's plan. And if you don't believe in God, then ask yourself, who's calling the shots in your life? Who's making the decisions? And whoever that person is that's making the decisions, that is your God. And I'm out.